Into the Rising Sun by Patrick K. O'Donnell. Copyright 2002 by Patrick K. O'Donnell. This unabridged recording of the reading of Into the Rising Sun was published by arrangement with the Zach Company, Incorporated, and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audio Books, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Books. This book is read by Jeff Riggenbach. This book is 314 pages long. Into the Rising Sun by Patrick K. O'Donnell. The book is subtitled, In Their Own Words, World War II's Pacific Veterans Reveal the Heart of Combat. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. Iwo Jima was a massacre. I never expected anything like that. People were dying left and right. No names should have been used on the flag raisings, because we didn't get up there by ourselves. It was the collective actions of a lot of people, and there were a lot of raiders and paratroopers up there with us. Charles Lindbergh, Flag Raiser. Patrick O'Donnell has made a career of uncovering the hidden history of World War II by tracking down and interviewing its most elite troops. The Rangers, Airborne, Marines, and 1st Special Service Force, forerunners to America's Special Forces. These men saw the worst of the war's action, and most of them have been reluctant to talk about it. With O'Donnell's respectful coaxing, however, they first began telling their stories through www.thedropzone.org, his award-winning website. In 2001, veterans of the European Theater told their stories in O'Donnell's first book, Beyond Valor. Now, in Into the Rising Sun, O'Donnell presents scores of veterans' personal accounts, based on over 1,000 interviews spanning the past 10 years, to tell the story of the brutal Pacific War. They were making a lot of noise, talking, yelling to one another, and I heard someone getting beat up on the left. I can still hear the screams. He was begging for mercy. They, the Japanese, were berating him. Later on, I found that it was one of my friends, Ken Ritter. Robert Youngdeer, Guadalcanal. These veterans were often the first in and the last out of every conflict, from Guadalcanal and Burma to the Philippines and the black sands of Iwo Jima.